Ja, genau.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Alright. Alright, so when I first came to this church, I was in the 7th grade. And the funny thing about it is, that was years ago. And when I first came, I was a stranger. But here I am now, with a bunch of eyes staring at me, trying to give you a lesson. And it's funny how we got to this point, right? All the things that we've been through. I mean, I've been on mission trips. I've been doing camps with the church, all kinds of things. And I can say that if it wasn't for this church, I wouldn't be up here giving you, trying to teach you a lesson. And it's funny how that's how most of us got here, right? Because we were reached out to in some way. Reached out to. But it's not just about the words that we say. It's about the deeds. If you just came to me and said, "Yeah, I believe in Jesus," would it be easy for me to follow you if you just use words? I believe that in order for us to show the world that what we're truly about, it's all about our good deeds. The good deeds that we do for other people, if we listen to the problems that people have. If you want, let's see. We go over to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, it says, "We are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." That's what we're here to do. We're here to do good works. We're here to show the people that it's not just about us saying that we believe in God, but it's about the things that we do. And by us doing what we do, we're able to encourage other people to see, like, the good life that we have, to see how happy we are, to see how we can persevere through all these problems. Because the thing about most people in the world is they want to belong to the world. But what we can show them is that they can belong to so much more by reaching out and listening whenever we do our good deeds. You think about the world today, we walk around saying, "Hey, how you doing? Hey, how you doing?" But are we really thinking about what we're asking people? Most of the time when we say, "Hey, how you doing?" we're just trying to say it just to get about our day. We never really stop and think that what I'm really asking you is, are you okay? Do you have a problem? Is there something that I can help you with? It's really easy just to fall into that category of just asking just because it's the polite thing to do. But I believe that we should be more sincere in our hearts whenever we reach out to people, because when people see how sincere that we are, it's easier for them to be encouraged, and we can bring people in to what we believe in. So if we go over, excuse me one second. Go over to James chapter 2, verses 14 through 17. It says, "What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such faith save them? Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to them, 'Go in peace, keep warm and well fed,' but does nothing about their physical needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by actions, is dead." So what does that mean? I mean, if I just walked around saying, "Hey, I believe in Jesus. Hey, I believe in Jesus," but I'm sitting on the couch watching TV all day, I haven't went out to proclaim, I haven't read the Bible, I haven't prayed at night, what does that mean? It means that my faith is dead. So when people look at me, I seem like a hypocrite, right? I mean, if I stand up here and try to teach you this lesson with a 40 ounce in my hand, would you believe me? You probably wouldn't. I'd probably tell you that if you eat cats, you get superpowers or something like that. But it's all about our actions that make people believe, that make people see that what we're doing is real, that we are believing in what we do. I mean, and it's easy to look at a stranger and just walk on by. It's easy, because after all, they're strangers, but we as people, our nature, we like to prejudge people before we even meet them. We like to say, oh, he's one of those people, I'm just gonna stay away. But just look at me, for instance. What would have happened if I'd never met you? What would have happened if we never talked? What would have happened if we never came into contact? I wouldn't be here. It's the same thing for other people in this world. There are so many people out there who need a hand, who need a savior. That's why God sent Jesus, because we all need a savior. Not just us in this room, the entire world needs a savior. And since Jesus is here in our hearts, we have to take the message that's given to us. We have to give that to other people by reaching out. I remember it was actually when we go on our New York mission trips, kind of kids that we work with. To be honest, if we were to prejudge these kids and just see how they were, we'd probably think, oh, those are bad kids. We should probably stay away from them. But when we took our time, when we were brave, when we were courageous with the Lord, and we reached out to these kids, we actually saw that these kids were actually good kids. These kids, they needed people like us because they sit around in a park all day just playing. But with us, when we come by our actions, by our deeds, by sitting in that park, by having a lesson in front of everybody, they saw that what we were trying to show them is real. And I believe that we touched some lives because of our good deeds. And not only are we showing good deeds to strangers, I'm not saying be a creep or anything like that, but if someone needs help, we should try our best to do everything that we can to help them. And not just say I'm going to help you, but actually do what we say that we're going to do. So, and it goes just beyond that. We have to help people here in our church. I mean, one second. I should probably start writing notes. How many times have you placed your friends in a box, in a category where you go, okay, these friends are in this box. It's like I'm surviving a zombie attack and everybody else is not going to get in. These friends, I'm just going to keep here. And these are the friends I'm going to help. Everybody else, I'm not even going to mind to see if they have a problem. That's the way that we like to think sometimes, right? It's kind of like moving into a new house. I say, yeah, I'm just going to pack everything that goes in my bedroom and everything else I'm going to leave behind, right? If I was to analogize that with our spiritual lives, we want to take as much stuff that we can when we're trying to reach the kingdom. We want to bring as many people as we can when we're trying to make it there. One second. We want to bring as many people as we can when we're trying to make it to the kingdom by showing good deeds. But here in our church, there are people who also need help, as I was saying before. We just walk around saying, hey, how you doing? But are we really sincere when we ask that question? Because we should be here as one family, because in the same universe, we're in the same dimension, we're on the same planet, we're in the same world, because God created it all for us. And we're sharing this world together, here with our Christian family inside this church. We share the world with even people who don't believe. And that's what we're here for. Like I said here, we were designed to do good deeds for us in the church and for others so that they may be encouraged. If you go to Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24 and 25, it says here, and let us be considered how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. So basically what it's saying here, we got to encourage each other. We got to lift each other up and encourage others to believe what we believe. I'm not saying force it on them, but everyone needs some sort of helping hand. Some people are just too afraid to ask. Some people are just too afraid to reach out. But I believe that's why we're here as a family. That's why we're here as a church. So that we can be a savior for the other people. So that we can show them that there's so much more to living life than getting the best cars, getting the best house, having the most money. There's so much more. Because the things that most people strive for, it won't be here forever. But the thing that we try our best to strive for is something that we're going to have forever. As JJ was saying last week with the Psyche Life and the Zoe Life. So, we're here together as a family. This is my family. This is our family. We're here together as one big family under God's abundance, under his watching. So, if there's anything that you need, anything that you need at all, we're here for you. We're here. We want to be sincere in our hearts for anything that you're going through. Because we're here as a family. So we offer this invitation as we stand and as we sing.
Number 180. 180.
Jesus is Lord.